Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the importance of winterizing your water pipes. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Jason Barrett, Mississippi State University Assistant Extension Professor. Jason, whether we have just a house or multiple buildings on our property, what will happen if we do not protect our water pipes or winterize our home inside and out?
One of the biggest things that can happen that's an issue is a water pipe busting, whether it's inside the home, underneath the house, in the attic, or, you know, connected to an adjacent building such as a barn or some other structure.
So these pipes can burst and cause all kinds of problems. What are some spots in our home that are affected by extremely cold temperature when it comes to this?
First of all, be conscious of where your lines are that access your home. Are they in your attic? Are they underneath your house? And also any type of spigot that has outside exposure.
Okay, so washing machines too, washing machine water lines and water hose pipes and bathroom pipes too?
Sure. And just being conscious of having your entire home heated, maybe not to block off certain rooms because you don't want those to get colder than any other, especially if there are water lines within that room.
Now, what conditions when it comes to the temperature and how long the temperature is going to be really cold, what temperatures and conditions would cause pipes to freeze and maybe bust?
When we start getting temperatures where it stays below freezing from dusk dark until daylight the next day, or if it's, you know, freezing all day long, but mainly if you start getting temperatures that drop below freezing for the entire night, that's when you should really have concern.
And 32 degrees is considered freezing, but it's actually like if it gets down into the 20s that we should start leaving our pipes dripping.
Sure. If you're getting those really low temperatures, if you start getting the 20s or below, you know, leave a faucet dripping or multiple faucets dripping during the night. I would tell you, look for the faucet that may be furthest away from where your water comes into your home. That way you're pulling water all the way through the house. And just note that leaving a faucet dripping overnight is only going to use about a gallon an hour. So, you know, over the course of a month's time, you know, you may only be spending somewhere between 75 cents and $1.50 in water to just leave one faucet dripping every night, which, you know, that would be an extreme case to leave one dripping every single night.
And that's the warm and cold side.
No, I would just tell you, just leave the cold running, just leave it. You could leave whatever you want to leave dripping, but the fact of leaving something moving, some water moving through those lines is what's important so that it's not just sitting still.
And what else can we do to prevent our pipes from freezing?
First of all, if you do know where your pipes are, if you don't have any insulation on those pipes, I would suggest getting insulation, get good insulation on those pipes. And then also, if you have any spigots that may be exposed to outside, unhook your hose, water hose from it, put a good insulated cover over those spigots.
And water pipes that are sticking up out of the ground, make sure you put pipe insulation around that, correct?
Sure. If you have pipes that come up out of the ground, you know, of course you'd like to insulate that pipe that's exposed above the ground. And then also if you have some type of cover, you can buy great insulated covers that'll go over the entire head of the faucet now.
And if you're a landlord, make sure you tell your renters about this because it will inconvenience everybody if something happens.
Sure. You know, landlords are responsible for those repairs and plus it's a cost. So from a renter standpoint, please make them aware of things that they would need to do. Because, yes, running a faucet is very inexpensive compared to, you know, a plumbing visit, which is going to cost you at least $75 or $100 just to get a plumber there.
And what if the pipes bust in the middle of the night? I know that we can call a plumber at any time of the day, but what if this happens in the middle of the night?
Well, first thing I would tell you, be knowledgeable about where your water meter is, because this is where you should be able to cut your water on and off to your home. So if you have a pipe that busts in the middle of the night and you have water going everywhere possibly, be able to cut the water off. And if you cut the water off, make sure you cut your hot water heater off as well. But just knowing where to access that on and off, that way you don't have more damage than needed.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Jason Barrett, Mississippi State University Assistant Extension Professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.